Good morning and welcome. Drink is the title of today's sermon given by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Jurdy in this worship service coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. We invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. The service begins with the acolytes, confirmands, and pastor processing into the sanctuary. During the procession, the hymn, O Day of Rest and Gladness, number 251 in the Lutheran Book of Worship will be sung. The organist is Cantore Irene Beethy. The lector is Lynn Budnick.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The New Testament lesson is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided the tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each of them was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. And we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others mocking said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the day the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord.
The acolytes and pastors now carry the Holy Scriptures into the midst of the assembly. The congregation sings the gospel processional hymn, "Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove," hymn number 475. Then Pastor Jurdy will chant the Holy Gospel, St. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39.
According to St. John, the 7th chapter. On the last day of the feast festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Lily, Nathan, Michael, Ashton, Ty, brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I suspect that everybody here at some point in their life has walked into a Culver's restaurant, or at least you have likely been through the drive-thru. And when you step through those doors, you know what it is you find. You find that counter where you order your food, and above the counter, the menus. And as you look up at those menus, you see a very familiar list. Small drink, I think it's $1.69. Medium drink, $1.89. Large drink, $2.29. Perhaps you walk into a sit-down restaurant and you open up your menu and you see all the drinks listed there, from milk to lemonade to beer, and off to the right it lists the prices of all of those drinks. All of this makes sense to us. We know that when you walk into an establishment, you pay a little money and you get a little drink. But now imagine that you walk into Culver's and you look up at that menu and it says small drink, thirsty. Medium drink, thirsty. Large drink, thirsty. Imagine a restaurant where the cost of the drink is your thirst. Or imagine a bar or a tavern where the beverages flow like a public fountain. Imagine an earth where no one can buy water rights, because water belongs to everyone. You find such a world in Jesus Christ. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me, and let the one who believes in me come and drink. It's such a simple invitation that you might miss the shock of it if you aren't careful. For here is God himself simply giving himself away. As he says in Isaiah chapter 55, come everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Into this grimy little world of ours, in which we even bottle water and sell it, a world in which everything has a price and everyone as well, Jesus says, I have a good drink for you, and all you need is to be thirsty. Or to put it a little differently, if Jesus has something you want, go ahead and take it. Now, this doesn't sound right, especially to our confirmation kids, right? Because you have learned the Ten Commandments. And what is the ninth and the tenth commandment? I could ask one of you to stand up and turn around. There's someone shaking his head at me already.
but stand up and turn around and tell the whole congregation, what is the ninth and the tenth commandment? Of course it is, you shall not covet. That is, you shall not so desire something somebody else has that you find some way to take it from them. But of course here Jesus is making the offer. He's not holding back. If he has something you want, go ahead and take it. There is the message of Pentecost, and there is the work of the Holy Spirit as well. As much as people wonder about the Holy Spirit, it's all fairly simple. The work of the Holy Spirit is to take what belongs to Jesus and to make it yours. There's no magic to it, and in a way, there really is no mystery either, although there's plenty of miracle and wonder. The Holy Spirit is the God-giver. He is the gift-giver, the one who takes what belongs to someone else and gives it to you. For this reason, Jesus calls it living waters. That is, he calls this action of taking from him this living waters, because at that time, living waters simply meant bubbling or moving waters. And so as you take from Jesus, you are experiencing this Holy Spirit, he who is always running, he who is always bubbling, he who is always flowing, he who is always bringing to you the gifts of God, giving it to whomever wants it. Clearly, God lives with a very different set of standards than you and I normally do. Or perhaps we should say, he lives with a very different kind of religion than you and I do. I'm not suggesting that Jesus doesn't love the church. Of course he loves the church. The church is his own creation. The church is the apple of his eye. But when I say religion, I mean that natural and that sinful way we tend to have of understanding how it is that God works. No matter how hard we try, we always imagine that the really good people, the really religious people, the really holy people, are the ones who are givers. The more you get, the more you give, the more you get, we say. We even turn it, you see, into sort of an investment strategy. The more you give into your religion, the more you get. Well, generosity is indeed a mark of the Christian life. But in this gospel, what Jesus is saying is that he's looking for takers. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Be a taker. God wants you to take and take and take from him. Or as Jesus once told the Pharisees, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. God is not looking for the son who comes and tries to impress him with success. But he's looking for the orphan who says, please, sir, may I have some more? Once God gets that promise through our heads and into our hearts, then the Christian church begins to open up to us in a new way. Then we might understand, for example, why it is that we confirm young people in the faith. It can sort of get confusing, because every confirmation program has requirements, expectations of worship and memorization and attendance. And in our minds, all those requirements start sounding like costs that we pay to get the things that we want. But in the end, the last 2 years, I have simply been teaching these young people, as we all have been teaching them, parents, grandparents, congregation, to be takers. Ask, and you will receive, says Jesus. And therefore, we teach young people to pray and to memorize the Lord's Prayer. And your pastors exhort you to pray daily and to memorize the Lord's Prayer and to use it. Because not we, but God, wants you to ask and take and receive. He's giving his things away. So take the forgiveness, take the comfort, take the wisdom, take the strength and the health and the faith and the love. All who have ears, let him listen, says Jesus. That's the price for hearing the word of God. You have to have ears. And so we teach our young people to love the word of God, to worship. And so do your pastors exhort you to worship and to take Holy Communion frequently, even weekly, daily, to read the Holy Scriptures daily, because it is in that word especially that God promises you his righteousness, his relationship with the Father, his eternal life. Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me. He is the good shepherd who has a little flock in this world, a group of people who belong to him, and he wants you to take them also. He wants you to take them into your heart and into your life. And therefore, we teach our young people to serve and to love and to be generous. And your pastors exhort you also to do the same. For even in that love and in that generosity, even in all of that giving, you're taking. You're taking the flock that Jesus gives you, the people and the neighbors whom he gives you, into your heart and into your life. Here is the life of the Holy Spirit. It is the life of being a taker. After all, God did not spare even his own son when we made designs to take him, but he gave him up for us all. Were you to take the last breath out of God's mouth, he would not deny you. In fact, he did not deny you, did he? When on the cross, he gave up the ghost. He gave up the spirit. He gave up his last breath. And then in the resurrection, he came back to you. He came back to the disciples and through them to the whole world. And he breathed on them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. My prayer for you is that you would breathe that spirit more and more deeply, that you would grow more and more in this great art of being takers. Be thirsty. Thirst for what Jesus has, and then come and drink. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
In response to the word of God, the congregation sings the invocation hymn, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord, number 163 in the Lutheran Book of Worship.
Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord.
Zion's
confirmants in the Lord,
will now be confirmed
our Lord
by Pastor
Jesus Christ
Jurdy in the one holy
apostles,
Catholic and Apostolic Church.
All authority
during this
in
rite,
heaven
the confirmants renounce the devil, confess the Father,
therefore go and make
and
disciples
the Trinity,
of all nations,
commit themselves
baptizing
the life
them in the name
and
of the Father and
of the Lutheran
Son,
Church,
and of the Holy
and receive
Spirit,
the laying of the hands
and teaching them
for the
to
Holy
observe
Spirit
all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In accordance with our Lord's bidding, you have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith. Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you, this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, answer, I do. Do you renounce the devil? Do you renounce all his works? Do you renounce all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from Holy Scripture, as you have learned to know it in the small catechism, to be faithful and true? If so, answer, I do. Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, answer, I do by the grace of God. Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, answer, I do by the grace of God. Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, answer, I do by the grace of God. Lilith Vespera, may the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace for everlasting life. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Nathaniel James, may the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of holy baptism and who has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28, verse 20. Michael Franklin, may the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit,
and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Psalm 121, verse 8. Ashton Marin. May the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Holy Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace for life everlasting. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. High Hunter, may the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. 1 John 3, verse 1. Congregation may stand. Almighty and most merciful Father, in the waters of holy baptism, you have united your children in the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by his blood. Renew in them the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily repentance with a faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving his body and blood. Grant that, bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord Almighty, merciful God, we praise you for the manifold gifts that you have poured out upon your holy church. And we ask you to preserve your church in these same gifts and ever to give us joy in the great gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. O Holy Spirit, bless and preserve all those who suffer for the name of Jesus, especially our brothers and sisters in Myanmar, Tunisia, and Bhutan. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them. Preserve them and resurrect them with your Son, Jesus Christ, in his power on the last day. O Holy Spirit, we bless you for all those who minister in the gospel, and we ask you to strengthen and sustain them. We especially pray for Elliot and Serena Derricks. O Holy Spirit, we thank you for these young people who have confessed your name this day and for their families, siblings, parents, grandparents, and godparents. And we ask you, O Lord, to crown their joy with your own presence. O Holy Spirit, you are the defender of the sick. You are the strength of the weak. Hear us as we pray for Les, Bill, Hazel, Carol, Rita, Lois, Maggie, Barry, Luann, Chris, Lynn, Rick, Dan, Avery, Dolores, Sally, Betty, Ronnie, Mary, Barb, Mike, Junior, Krista, Tina, Johanna, Aaron, Anna, Evelyn, Jane, and Nancy. O Holy Spirit, as it was in your power, that our Lord was raised, so now keep us with him always until we shall see him face to face. O Holy Spirit, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Out of love for God and in order to support the ministry and mission of the Church, the congregation is now placing their offerings into the basket being passed by the ushers. Pastor Jurdy then leads the congregation in the sacrament of Holy Communion. The congregation will sing two hymns during the distribution. God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, hymn number 594 in the Lutheran Service Book, and O Day Full of Grace, number 161 in the Lutheran Book of Worship. The recessional hymn will be Holy Spirit Ever Dwelling, number 523.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have prepared this supper for our salvation. Send your Holy Spirit that we who receive the Lord's body and blood may live to the praise of your glory.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who rose beyond the bounds of death, and on this day, as he had promised, poured out your spirit of life and power upon the chosen disciples. At this the whole earth exults in boundless joy. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup,
thank you.
Please join us at this same time next Sunday morning. The church sanctuary is located on the corner of 6th and Grand Streets in downtown Wausau, Wisconsin. Worship services at Zion Lutheran Church are Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. and Saturday evenings at 5:15 p.m. Midweek services are held Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Bible study is held each Sunday at 10:15 a.m. in the church hall. Zion has been broadcasting each Sunday morning for the last 80 years, and the Zion Lutheran Hour continues to bring the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your financial gifts, and we make these broadcasts that make these broadcasts possible. Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, 706 Our address is 709 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. Now may our Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed week.
Keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.